The National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS, is not in a crisis, says Higher Education Minister Bladen Nzimande, amid the ongoing challenges it faces. Nzimande and the NSFAS board on Tuesday updated the media on, among other matters, funding and allowance disbursements and issues affecting the scheme's management after CEO Andile Nongogo's exit. Investigations into the accusations against Nongogo are ongoing, said Nzimande.
I'm currently awaiting a final report on the NSFAS investigations into the process of the appointment of the four direct payments program partners following public allegations on the process of their appointment. We are not hiding anything. NSFAS has undertaken an investigation on its own to make sure that these allegations that are being made are investigated. As a result of these allegations and the alleged claimed involvement of the NSFAS CEO, I have noted the decision by the board to place him, Mr. Nongogo, on leave of absence whilst investigations by an independent legal firm are ongoing on these allegations. And we are not saying he's guilty. All we've done, the board has said, just step aside whilst we investigate this matter.
Nzimande apologized to students affected by the problems concerning the scheme, among them those who were defunded when they qualified.
Firstly, let me just say this, because it is important that as a caring government, we would like to apologize to those students who may have been inconvenienced because they were erroneously removed from the students who qualify to be funded, and also the inconvenience sometimes caused by other factors. We must apologize on that score and hope that the corrections that have been made enable them to be able to successfully continue and conclude their studies. This happens not because there's any intention, but we've got to be completely scrupulous to make sure that only students who deserve are funded by NSFAS. University of the Free State, University of Johannesburg, University of KwaZulu-Natal, University of Limpopo, University of Mpumalanga, University of Pretoria, Sfako Makgato Health Sciences University, Sol Plaatje University in Kimberley, University of Stellenbosch, University of the Western Cape, University of Venda, University of Cape Town, Rhodes University, University of Zululand, Valley University of Technology, and Walter Sisulu University. Most of our universities, the students have onboarded. The above statistics clearly demonstrates my previous point that NSFAS, insofar as it services the needs of the vast majority of eligible students across the system, is not in crisis. The NSFAS institutional support teams will extensively focus their attention in all those institutions whose percentages are low so that they improve on their onboarding processes. The team will continue holding bi-weekly meetings with the institution's finance officers and the direct payment partners so that institutions have a platform to raise the challenges and areas of clarity where both NSFAS and the partners are present.
Nzimande outlined solutions to the ongoing crisis at the embattled scheme.
I've therefore directed the NSFAS board to immediately do the following. One, implement the redesigned information communication information system, which leverage modern technologies and capabilities in order to deliver the NSFAS mandate seamlessly. Two, review all their processes, operations, and their allowances disbursement model. Three, review their overall governance and management design to ensure the full execution of their mandate, and implement a new performance management and accountability framework in a bid to establish a high-performance culture within the organization. I've said to NSFAS, respond at the shortest possible time and every single inquiry must be responded to. Also, I've directed NSFAS to improve its stakeholder media and communications relations. Also, I urge NSFAS, I said, implement a 24-hour call center and also initiate criminal and legal action against all those students and parents who have been defrauding NSFAS. To strengthen the NSFAS board, I have also taken a decision, I'm pleased to say, to replace two board members who had resigned, and I'm appointing two additional members of the board. Their names are Professor Lawrence van Staden, the former Vice Chancellor of Tshwane University of Technology and is currently administrator at Mangosuthu University of Technology. The second board member that I'm appointing, I'm pleased to announce, is Professor Ntombizo Zuko Jani Mhango, who has over 16 years of experience teaching, conducting research and supervising in the areas of constitutional law, public international law, and international criminal law. NSFAS has told me that in their board, they need a person with a strong legal background.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.